Local doctor and author Bob Martinez joins us here for a live show every Thursday at noon, 30 minutes to healing and feeling better, where Dr. Martinez of Health and Wellness of Central Florida discusses an all-natural, holistic approach to functional medicine with nutrition as the foundation for natural healing. Stress management, nutritional and lab work analysis, health and lifestyle coaching are just some of the benefits of chiropractic care. Massage therapy, spinal decompression, and neuropathy care is what he will address. Join our discussion every Thursday at noon and call in with your questions. And look at there, 6 minutes now past the hour of noon. Going to be here till 12:30. I'm JW. Glad you joined us. WWJB 103.9 FM, 92.3 FM, 1450 AM every Thursday, 12 o'clock noon till the bottom of the hour. We've got a special guest in the studio with us. His name, of course, Dr. Bob. It's your chance to heal and feel better. For the next 30 minutes, your chance to call in, ask the expert, Dr. Bob Martinez, in the studio with us. Heal and feel better with Dr. Bob every Thursday, 12 to 12:30. The phone number here is 352-796-7272. If you have a question for Dr. Bob, then you want to give that number a jingle because he'll be more than happy to answer your question and address your concerns. That's what he does. And we appreciate him being and sharing that information with us. So he's here to educate us today. I'm so happy to introduce him to you, Dr. Bob Martinez, a local doctor in Spring Hill, two locations, Spring Hill and Lutz. That's Health and Wellness of Central Florida. Dr. Bob, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me today.
Yes, and back again. We appreciate you being here as always. And you'll be here every Thursday from 12 to 12:30 for the next few months or so. And you just got so much to share and so much information, so much education that our listeners need to heal and feel better.
Yeah, correct. And today I basically want to start off with one of my most passionate things that I do is to help people with digestion. I find that digestion is very important for the healing process. So when I say digestion, what do you think?
Well, digestion, I think of the stomach and intestines to begin with.
Perfect. Okay. Perfect. Digestion, simply put, is, you know, when we eat food and we consume food, we have a process in place, which is digestion, mm-hmm. that actually, it's a process of actually taking nutrition from those products that one consumes, so the body can use the nutrients that are available to make our body to heal and feel better.
Well, you mean to tell me our body is like a natural mechanism to be able to do this?
Yes, absolutely. it actually it's set up and yeah. It's simple, basically. So, you know, when you start your digestion, it starts in the mouth.
Okay.
So you go in and you start eating your food and start processing it. Then you swallow it, and it goes straight to the stomach. Now, I consider the stomach the blender.
I mean,
that's what goes in and starts getting all that food prepared so it can then enter into the small intestine. The small intestine is where basically is where the nutrients are being absorbed and everything that is needed for your body, that's where the process takes place.
Okay.
That once all that goes in place, now it goes to the next phase, which is elimination. Now it goes into your large intestine, and their large intestine still process some of that food, and then it comes out as waste.
Let me go back to the mouth for a minute there. As we take in supplements or food, drink, whatever the case may be, we take in our daily vitamins and food through the food, et cetera. The saliva in the teeth, the tongue, what important parts do those play in that?
Well, the tongue gives you your flavors,
right.
Your salties, your bitterness, sweets and such. But you have underneath the tongue, you have some salivary glands.
Okay.
That every time when you chew the food, there's a product called amylase that is released, and then that uses, it's an enzyme to start breaking down the food and prepare it to enter the stomach. So, that's, you know.
An important part of it.
That's very important, especially the teeth.
Well, I've heard in the past that some regimens or programs tell you to chew more, to chew it up to very fine instead of just swallowing or inhaling the food. The more you chew, the better?
Yes.
Okay.
And that is essentially the truth. The more you chew, the more preparation you have the food for it to enter the stomach and easily break it down.
Oh, cool.
Basically, yeah.
Very good.
So the one thing that I want to talk about is the digestive system, what I just stated, is mm-hmm. simple, right?
Yeah.
It was in the mouth, stomach, small intestine, large intestine is out. But to my amazement is that when I started researching and trying to find out why were people having so much problems with digestive issues, I looked up at a couple of things and Google, you know, where we do some research, and I came up with that there is 70 million people in the United States who are suffering from some sort of stomach problems, whether it's GERD, acid reflux, heartburn.
I think leaky gut used to deal with that.
Leaky gut, it's part of the, that's a different conversation because they're very complex. But it all starts in the stomach. And why people are having so much problems with their digestive is because acid is not being produced. As we get older, there's an acid that's produced in your stomach called the hydrochloric acid.
Okay.
And the main focus of that acid is actually to break down the food so it can liquefy it so it can go into the next phase of digestion, which is the small intestines.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I stated earlier that the stomach, I refer it as a blender.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna use an analogy. So let's say that you have a blender at home and you want to make apple juice.
Okay.
Right? So you take two apples
and
you put the apples in the blender
and
you turn on the blender. What happens?
I know where you're going here. It mushes it up. It basically blends it up. It just sort of makes a mush out of something that was solid.
But you need something else to add.
Yes, you need liquid.
Right.
Yep.
So let's say that you put the apples in there and they're not being broken down.
Right.
I mean, the blender is spinning, but the apples are not being mashed. So let's say you went to go get some water, but you go to do something else.
Okay.
Okay. And you leave the apples there on the blender. What happens to those apples?
Oh boy. I think they're going to start turning.
Right.
They're getting harder.
Right.
Yeah.
Not harder, but you start seeing a change of color.
Color, right.
And the apples start looking sickly. It doesn't look as nutritious.
Right.
But if you leave those apples 2 or 3 hours, you start having what? Rot. Right?
Yes.
They start decomposing.
Yep.
Well, that's exactly what happens in your stomach.
Mm.
When you eat food and you don't have the hydrochloric acid or water, like for the blender, the food sits there and it sits there and it sits there and it sits there and it starts doing what? Putrefying.
Yes.
You know, the food just, and the stomach is trying to turn and try to break that down, but you don't have the liquid.
Mm-hmm.
So the body is now, the stomach is forced to push whatever food it can get through into the small intestine to do its job. The problem is it's not liquefied.
Mm-hmm.
So there's certain mechanisms in the digestive system that has to take place, which it does not when the food is not completely liquefied.
Mm.
So when the food sits in your stomach for over a long period of time, then you start having issues with, let's say, heartburn. Right?
Yep.
And a lot of people, and it was mine as well because I had digestive issues earlier, is that I start getting like discomfort, bloating, gas, heartburn. So the first thing I do is I reach for a Tums and acid, right?
Yeah.
And that is just to help us feel better because, you know, it's uncomfortable. So what we're doing basically is we're suppressing the cells that are responsible to make hydrochloric acid from functioning. So you shut those cells down for long periods of time. So this is where we start having issues with a lot of inflammatory problems.
Okay.
Okay. So with that said, when your digestive system starts breaking down that food, again, it starts putrefying. Different acids then become apparent.
Uh-huh.
And that is not the hydrochloric acid, but that's rancidity. It's what I call rancid acid.
Right.
When you burp and you're like, oh my God,
right.
I can taste that.
Yep.
What was that? What did I have for lunch?
Yeah.
Doesn't taste good.
Enjoy it a second time.
Right.
But, well, not enjoy it, but.
Well, you know, it just tells you something's going on.
All right.
So we go into taking antacids and pretty soon we don't catch the problem early. Then we start going into heavier things like Zantac,
Yeah.
Like Nexium. Nexium is the big one.
Mm.
But you're now suppressing the stomach even more.
Mm-hmm.
And so now is where long enough when you start forcing that food into the small intestine, mm-hmm. then you start in creating inflammatory problems, which one of them is leaky gut.
Mm.
And also, you start having problems with the large intestine,
mm-hmm.
IBS, inflammatory bowel syndrome,
right.
colitis, stuff like that, because the body is trying to do something that is not meant to do,
mm-hmm.
is digest the food properly or improperly.
And then it can go even further than that down the line before you extract it from your body, before it, you know, eliminate. Then right. you can have problems within that area as well, your rectum and your...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hemorrhoids,
yep.
big
yep.
problem.
Yeah.
And it's all because of the pressure that the system is under to get rid of that food, because the body tries to protect itself for any kind of disease.
Mm. Unbelievable.
So if we're not ready to do that, if the body's not ready to do that, then the problem is there.
Well, there you go. Just something, you know, our body naturally wants to take care of that and handle it, but without your help, it's not going to be able to do that. And that's why Dr. Bob Martinez is in the studio today to make you help you heal and feel better naturally at Health and Wellness of Central Florida. Their mission isn't just to get you well, it's to keep you well through natural and effective chiropractic care, functional medicine, massage therapy, and nutritional information and awareness. And he's here to educate us today, as he is with every Thursday from 12 to 12:30. We're going to take a quick break. Once again, this program is brought to you by Health and Wellness of Central Florida. Dr. Bob Martinez in the studio with us. Your chance to call in with your questions. We're talking about digestion today. Your chance to call once again, 352-796-7272. We're going to take a quick break here from our sponsor, and we'll be back after this with Dr. Bob Martinez, folks. Health and Wellness of Central Florida has been helping people for years with auto accident injuries, nutritional counseling, massage therapy, and functional medicine. Treating everyone like family, Dr. Bob and his staff takes your health seriously, analyzing underlying issues and creating individual care plans, reducing inflammation, joint pain, and overall stress. Schedule your complimentary consultation at one of his offices by calling 352-686-1686. See for yourself at hwcfla.com. And we hear straight from the doctor's mouth every Thursday, 12 to 12:30 right here, Health and Wellness of Central Florida. Heal and Feel Better with Dr. Bob, a new program brought to you right here on WWJB. Once again, your chance to call in 352-796-7272. If you have a question, comment, concern, that's why Dr. Bob is here. He's here for you to help you heal and feel better. So, Dr. Bob, we're talking about digestion, where it starts, of course, in the mouth, the tongue, the teeth, the saliva, so important in breaking down the food and everything that we put into our body, and it goes into our stomachs and intestines. And where were you going from there?
Well, basically, a lot of my patients ask me, how does this problem begin?
Yeah.
How does this start? Well, first of all, age. Uh-huh. As we age... things tend to get a little slower. The parietal cells, which is responsible, one of the cells in the stomach that is responsible in creating the hydrochloric acid, starts, you know, reducing in function.
Mm.
And, of course, it's our lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
What do we eat that creates problem with those pumps? Sugar. Having too much sugar
okay.
can actually damage those cells and work improperly.
Uh-huh.
Processed foods.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be the number one that I'm coming across, that people will go by and stop and get a burrito, or they eat boxed products.
Yeah.
The foods that are in a box.
Yep.
And they don't have the nutritional components to help those parietal cells keep alcohol. I mean, for those beer lovers,
uh-huh.
I get it, you know, and those that enjoy the spirits.
Mm-hmm.
But that also does cause damage to those cells, and those actually cause more damage and a reduction in how much hydrochloric acid is made. And so, and then just the foods we eat.
Okay.
Basically, if we're eating not good food, your body's going to respond in kind. It's just not going to work.
Now, what about non-alcoholic beer? I'm trying to get away with something here.
Yeah, non-alcoholic beer. It's again, remember, is not it's the alcohol, but also non-alcoholic beer. I haven't seen one that's non-alcoholic.
Right.
If you look at the labels, there is alcohol in there.
Oh, okay.
A lot lower than your normal beer.
I got you.
This is just like somebody says it's sugar-free. It's not really sugar-free.
Right.
There's a component that changes the aspect of that. So, but chemicals, you know, exposure to chemicals and what we do, pesticides that are being used on our fruits and vegetables that we consume if we don't wash them correctly, or if we don't get organic or try to find the best source where the food's coming from, where pesticides not being used, that can actually damage the stomach.
So our environment also plays a role.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
And the problem that when hydrochloric acid is not present, you also start having bad bacteria.
Yeah.
Okay. That actually creates the problem in the stomach. And then you start having stomach ulcers.
Oh, boy.
So hydrochloric acid is just not to break down food, but it also protects, you know, from bad bacteria and growing. Now, I got patients that come to me and say, well, what do I do about it?
Yeah.
So first I have them, we sat down and we discuss what's causing the issues, what are the contributing factors, and then I do a plan for them. And what I find most of the folks that come in my office is basically it's just stress, chemical, and not having a good nutrition. And so they ask me, can this be fixed?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I always say the body has the ability to heal itself.
Yes.
So it's my belief and my opinion that if you give the body what it needs and you give it the sustenance that it needs to repair, it will do so.
Yeah, so that's I was going to ask you, you bring up such a good point. If I come to you and say the underlying issue, it may be just only the top of the iceberg. There could be so much more than that. But if I come to you and say that I'm having digestive problems, then you would start by asking me a bunch of questions, of course. We'd be doing a survey. So what do you eat? How's your nutrition and your diet and so on and so forth?
Right.
Yeah, so like say I'm having, let's see, I'm having heartburn or GERD even at night where it comes up to my mouth even, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's food just, again, sitting in your stomach for too long.
Uh-huh.
And then you have liquid that is not being passed.
Okay.
Now, remember also, there's a lot of technical things.
Right.
I don't want to confuse our listeners. I just want to keep it simple. But your pH, the pH in your stomach, okay, having hydrochloric acid, it's much higher, okay? But there's a part in the small intestine where that food is being now delivered into the small intestine that the pH level is lower.
Okay.
So when the pH higher in the stomach goes into that area of the small intestine, it triggers something. It triggers for the bile to be released.
Okay.
And also enzymes from the pancreas.
Uh-huh.
So when your digestive system is not working, that trigger mechanism does not occur.
Uh-huh.
In other words, gallbladder. I've had patients that come in having gallbladder stones, gallstones, and the problem is digestion.
Right.
There's no way for the system to trigger to tell the body, I got to release bile, because we have things waiting to get the fats to be emulsified so we can process.
Right.
Or, we have protein. We need pancreatic enzymes to go in there and start breaking that protein more completely so the body can utilize it.
Wow.
So it's the mechanism in which when the stomach is not working properly, that actually disallows the next phase of digestion, which is going into the small intestine.
Oh, boy.
And that's what creates a problem.
You better believe it does. And so many, like you said, 70 million Americans suffer.
Yes. And all we do now more than ever is we self-medicate.
Oh, yeah.
Many patients come into my office. Oh, I looked this in Google.
Mm-hmm.
I call it Dr. Google.
Yeah, there you go.
Because the people out there are just going to go and trying to figure out what's going on. And that can actually hurt people more.
Yeah.
Because there's just so much stuff out there, you know. There's controversial statements and people just posting things. It can create a confusion. So I encourage people, those who are interested, to actually call the office and ask me any questions that may be concerning them so they can at least get a good answer or at least guidance on how to rectify this problem.
I think that's what we need most of all, because we've been misguided for so many years as Americans here, not only with our diet and nutrition, but with health and exercise as well. But Dr. Bob Martinez with Health and Wellness of Central Florida has two locations in the local area to help you through this. And one, of course, is located right here in Spring Hill on Marino Boulevard. Everyone knows where Murphy's is at. That's where we get all of our fresh produce. So he's straight across the street from Murphy's on Mariner, 3460 Mariner Boulevard. The office to call Dr. Bob, the number there at the office is 352-686-1686. And he also has an office in Lutz. Their number is 813-749-7548. So that's two offices centrally located. You'll be able to get to one of those, I'm sure, or at least give them a call, like Dr. Bob said, if you had a question, comment, or concern. If you can't reach him here at the station, then, of course, you want to call his office and make that appointment, because we want you to heal and feel better, which, by the way, is the name of the program every Thursday from 12 to 12:30. Doc, we still have a few minutes left. If there's anything else you'd like to share with us, it's so important, and we appreciate the information. And to get it from an expert, you know, like you said, Google, Dr. Google, you know, there's so much misinterpretation out there. There's so much misinformation and misguidance that what do we do? Where do we go? And every time you turn around on TV, there's a cute little commercial about a pink fluid that you should drink or a little tablet that you should take. You know, we need our calcium, right?
Yes. And the big thing is just a FYI, Tom's.
Yeah,
is one of the proponents of saying, you know, calcium. But, you know, you take Tums, you'll get your calcium. Right. The problem is you need hydrochloric acid to break calcium down. Mm-hmm. So if you take Tums, mm-hmm. and that suppresses your acid production, where's the calcium being absorbed?
Never thought of that. See,
so it's just basically misleading at times. I know, I get it. People feel not good.
Yep.
They want to feel better, so they want to find the quickest way to do it. But again, like I said earlier, it's best that you get it from someone who actually understands,
yes,
the process of that digestive or your concern, to get as much, you know, information that can be helpful to you instead of trying to wonder whether you're doing the right thing or not.
Yes, and that's why we're so glad you're here for us. 2-minute warning, doctor. Dr. Bob Martinez in the studio with us. Heal and feel better. Your 30 minutes with Dr. Bob right here every Thursday, 12 to 12:30 on this station. You can always contact his office once again, 352-686-1686, 3460 Mariner Boulevard. So, Dr. Bob, just in a nutshell, for the last minute and a half, what are some of the other services that you provide?
Well, we treat patients with car accidents, mm-hmm. Low back pain, neck pain, of course. I'm a chiropractic physician. We also do nutrition. I do functional medicine, which I analyze blood work to determine what's going on in your body and where it needs help.
Mm-hmm.
I help people with neuropathy. I wrote a book on neuropathy because it's a big concern in America, and just we seem to be taking more medications than ever to address the pain and the discomfort. And in my opinion, it's actually a nutritional deficiency,
yes,
that people are lacking of, and that's why they're having issues. Decompression therapy to help any person that has disc bulges or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
you know. So what we try to do is we try to provide a well-rounded service so we can address any concerns that you may have. And but, you know, chiropractic is a wonderful thing to have done to you as far as adjustments, because that, you know, saved my life.
Mm, amen to that. And your office here in Spring Hill is open Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 9 to 6, I believe?
Absolutely.
Was it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday?
It's Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays from 9 to 6.
Okay.
And then we're in Lutz on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 6.
And what are some of the, when you go to Lutz to go to your location there, what are some of the landmarks that I'm going to look for?
Well, it's 54 is being under development.
Right.
There's a Dairy Queen, brand new Dairy Queen, that sits right across from the business plaza that my office sits in.
Okay. So give his office a call today. Once again, 352-686-1686. Dr. Bob Martinez, Heal and Feel Better with Dr. Bob every Thursday right here. We'll see you next week.
Thank you so much.
Bye. For many serious infectious diseases, preschool through K-12 are required to be vaccinated. Online registration helps keep track of immunization records to ensure all ages receive the vaccinations required. Visit immunizeflorida.org to register for Florida shots and learn more about these free immunizations, or call 352-540-6800.